Warp Pipe Wednesday.
Well, hello, Jay. Finally. We're only an hour late of recording. Technology hates me, Russ. I need to start a GoFundMe for a new computer, apparently, because I don't know. My computer hates my nice camera. So for those of you watching on YouTube, you can see the grainy image of my webcam instead of the beautiful image of my Canon M50.
Which I'm using.
Which Russ is using.
Blast.
I know, dude. So annoying. Anyway, what's up? What's good, Russ?
Well, today I just got back from getting my tattoo filled in.
Ooh.
Not all of it, but we got Link filled in with a little bit of background color as nice. Well. So my arm's wrapped up. I'll give you a little preview here. Zoom in on my full cam here.
Oh, dude, it looks gorgeous. So is that background Breath of the Wild inspired?
It's actually, I guess it's Wind Waker inspired.
Oh, okay.
You seen like this red, like explosion, something, whatever. And I was like, yeah, sure. You know, we'll do it blue. And he left the skin tone in between there, but.
Looks yeah. good.
So that's a good portion of my arm. I think that was like 4.5 hours. Link's a big piece. I think next time we could probably do Jason and Chrono as well and kind of get that going. So
there you go.
Slowly work on it. So yeah, sat through it. His 5 o'clock appointment canceled. So I was able to stay an extra like 30, 40 minutes. And then he's like, I'm pretty spent. I don't want to hang out anymore. And I was like, that's fine. I'll just, I'll head out.
Yeah. That's yep, sick though.
The downside is, the Triforce came out awesome, but it's in the crevice of my arm where I bend, essentially. So he's like, it's going to heal like pretty bad. So like, he's like, it's going to crust up, but once it flakes off and it's good, we're just going to have to touch it up, essentially.
Gotcha.
So it's like, all right, fair enough.
That's cool, dude.
Yeah. So I got that going. And then Halloween. We could talk about Halloween because we had Halloween was yesterday. I ended up going up to David Apuzzo's house and we got my car and set my car up on his front lawn. I put the underglow on. Funny enough, so I put my keys in and just put it on like accessory, turned on the underglow, the video games and all that. And then we went trick-or-treating. By the time we had came back, though, I ended up draining my battery.
I was going to ask.
So I was like, oh, I should have just started the car. So I had my jump box, put that on there, and it wasn't jumping it because I think the jump box was slightly dead or whatever. So we had to charge that, then go jump the car, and it worked. And I let it run for like 45 minutes to charge the battery, and we're good.
Sweet.
But yeah, his neighborhood, it's pretty nice for trick-or-treating. We went pretty far down the street, came back up, and then there was this house on the corner that was catering towards the adults too. And if the kids went up to the house and they said trick or treat, they got a full size candy bar. If they just went up and just opened their bag or whatever, then they got smaller stuff. But for the adults, he was giving out like nips, and then he had a crock pot with chili in it. So I got some chili.
Dude, yeah. What is a nip? I don't know what a nip is. Is it like a little alcoholic bottle?
Yeah, those small alcohol bottles.
Did you get nipped? Did you get a nip? Get your nip on, Russ.
I gave it to Stephanie.
Russ, do you drink at all?
No, no.
Oh, you're straight edge. Drink.
I got straight edge tattoos, so.
Do you?
I'm not going to show. They're on my leg. I'd have to stand on the couch, but.
They're going
to
say, like, on your butt cheek or something.
It's on my butt cheek.
I'm not going to show you because it's on my butt cheek.
It's on the OnlyFans site.
Got to pay the big money for that.
Yeah. So, it was a good time. We hung out. Gwen was dressed up as a ladybug. And we just put her in a little stroller and wrapped her in a blanket because it was a little chilly.
Yeah.
We didn't get any candy for her, but David's daughter, Kylie, and cousin was there as well, James. He was dressed up as the Mandalorian. And we were like, instead of saying trick or treat, just go, this is the way.
That's awesome.
We had him do that for a few houses or whatever. But Dave took some awesome photos. We got there while it was still daylight out. And we're able to get some good photos of us here. If you guys are watching on YouTube, I could kind of showcase this here. So Steph was a butterfly. Gwen was a ladybug. And I was a bug catcher. So I had a little jar and a net. Let's see.
You even wore shorts.
There's little Gwen playing in the leaves. And then you can see Kylie was the little mermaid. And then James was the Mandalorian.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Very neat.
Yeah, there's our family photos.
Let's see. My kids were, what was my son? He was, he decided to go as Ash Ketchum, even though we got him a Halo outfit. He decided against the Halo outfit and went as Ash Ketchum, which is just a costume we bought him a while back just because he wanted to dress up like Ash. And my daughter went as a guinea pig. She had this orange hoodie thing with like a big white stomach. It's like a guinea pig costume that we found on Amazon. My wife went as a koala bear. She had a dressed up for a few years ago as at work. And I put on a hockey mask and carried around a hockey stick and told everybody I was Casey Jones.
Oh, there you go.
But that lasted about 10 minutes because I kept getting sick of drinking. I had a Corona with me while I was trick-or-treating because we just walked through our neighborhood. And I got sick of like moving my mask to drink my
to drink.
Drink my beer.
I guess kept it up.
But it kept falling off because
right.
So you know one thing I've noticed about the Jason mask of the new they're not as good as they were back in the 80s. In the 80s they were a bit thicker and they had more of a concave shape to them, so it like wrapped around your face. The new ones are like so flat and paper thin.
Yeah, it all depends, they needed, I guess, where you get them from, too.
They needed to save that much money, you know. But used to, you could get them at Walmart like that, like a bit nicer. Okay. And now, like, the nose was real solid. And now they're so thin, it's crazy.
Where is it? I got one over here.
They don't make stuff like they used to, Russ. Russ has probably got a nice one, but mine sucks. Russ's is, I'm sure when he shows it off on the camera, it's all like, actually it's not. I thought he would have had like done some like mods to it because he usually mods them up.
This is the one I just got off of Amazon, but it has.
What'd you pay for that?
It had to be like, I don't know. It was on maybe 10 bucks or.
Oh, dude, I need to get on Amazon. I bet I paid like $4 for my stupid one, or maybe it was like $1.
Because the ones I usually see are more like
that's, you know, that, like that. Yeah, like, that's how mine was. It looks so stupid. That one.
What is this?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I normally don't see these kinds in the store. So I picked this up. I got to do a NES Jason. I'm doing an update version of the cosplay that I did, so I have yet to paint this one, but I was like, here you go.
You know, if you were playing street hockey, that'd be better than taking a puck to the face.
Yeah, I'd say so. Jason mask.
Did you ever play street hockey back in the day, Russ?
Yeah, we did like rollerblades or just on our feet.
Yeah, we did the same thing, and I often was forced to play goalie because I was a lot better than everybody else. So my team usually won. So they're like, all right, Jay, you play goalie. And so I was like, I usually ended up playing goalie, but I never had anything to protect my face for the longest time. I think eventually we got like this, it's a hockey company called Coho brand street hockey helmet. And so that was nice. But I think I mostly just had to like catch the puck that was coming at my face.
What did you even have, like, glove?
Baseball glove. I wore a baseball glove.
Hey, use what you can, I guess.
Baseball glove, and then I had like a karate pad on my left hand that held the stick as like a blocker. Okay. I don't think I had any kind of shin guards. We definitely didn't have those big blocky ones. I don't know.
Yeah,
took some pucks off the shin, you know.
Yeah, I say I played, you know, random sports like that here and there. But like you said, sometimes you don't have the full equipment.
Right.
So it's like, use what you got.
It was like the Mighty Ducks in the early part of the first movie. You just tape an old phone book to your shins.
There you go. Nice. Yeah, so it was a good time for Halloween. We ended up staying over Dave's to watch a movie for a little bit. It was one of the movies he worked on. He did photos for.
Okay.
So he was able to get a early copy of it, so we got to check it out.
What's the name of it? Can we know?
I don't know if I could say it. I'll just say we saw the movie. He was like, you know, he got it because he needed to color grade some of the photos and stuff like
that. Gotcha.
But it's pretty sweet. So hopefully it's not out or anything yet. There's no release date for it. Hopefully it'll come out sometime.
Was it pretty good?
Yeah. Me and Steph both really, really enjoyed it.
Sweet.
So I was happy to see that. And then we came home about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I put Gwen back to bed. Steph was getting up early, so she went to bed. So I ended up popping in Luigi's Mansion on the GameCube.
Nice.
So I've been playing this. I was waiting for you to come onto the podcast. So I was playing it. I'm at the final boss right now, so I'm on pause.
Nice.
But I don't know. I'm missing. So there's 50 boos that you can look for in the game. I only have 46 or 47. So I don't know if there's like a bad ending if I don't have all 50 boos, but
I
guess I can go back and find them, hopefully.
Yeah. Me and Colin still haven't finished Luigi's Mansion 3 on the Switch, but I don't know when we'll get to it, but at some point we will. He beat whatever that Kirby game is where he swallows a car. He beat that not long
ago. Okay.
That was the first game he ever beat on his own. Like,
nice.
Yeah. Like, I remember beating Super Mario World. He'll remember beating Kirby.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Did you guys make out with a lot of candy yesterday?
So we didn't get any candy for Gwen. We had a pail, but I guess we just didn't feel like going up and being like, trick or treat for the baby, you know, like, yeah. Obviously the baby's not going to eat it, but
true.
I could probably just get some leftover candy at Steph's mom's house, or I don't even think my mom gave out any candy. So I just had the big packages of, get the full size bars from Costco. So we have a little bit of that left over.
My kids took pillowcases this year.
Okay.
Dude, they have pounds of candy.
I feel like with the pillowcase, it doesn't get heavy, no?
Yeah, but it holds having way it more than so those pumpkins.
Lugging it over your shoulder.
Dude, they were like...
Just use a backpack.
And if they saw like a bowl out, you know, like that just like somebody didn't want to deal with trick-or-treaters, so they just put a bowl out, like they were like handfuling it in. We had to be like, whoa, 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 save some from the other kids.
It's funny, we were just watching Mark Roberg. I don't know if you watch him on YouTube.
Mm-mm.
He's used to work for NASA. He did a bunch of videos for like Porch Pirates with the glitter bomb.
Oh, you know what? I bet I have seen him.
So he was like, I'm not doing any more glitter bombs. So he just put out a video of messing with trick-or-treaters that take more than one piece of candy.
Oh, I think I saw that. What was he doing again?
He had like 10 different things set up from different houses. So like one of them would have you took more than it had like a weight under it, you know, and if it registered you took too much, it would like pop up and have like a car horn, and then Silly String would shoot you. And then
I thought I saw one that had like a electric current attached to it, so when they picked up the bullet, it shocked them.
I don't know if that was him or not. I didn't see that one.
Oh.
He made one where the table front legs would fall, so everything would fall and they would think they broke everything, and there was like glass jars, but he made it with like sugar glass so it's not harmful. He did one where he set up two bowls, and if you took more than one, it would flip and then be like toothbrushes instead of candy. And then he went like even crazy where you went to one house, if you took more than one, he had a little mailbox with like a camera. It would take your picture of the camera and then use some software to crop your head out, print it on a wanted poster. So then when you went to the next house,
they would
have the poster on the wall and be like, wait, didn't you steal a bunch of candy next door?
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. Were people freaking out about that?
Yeah, he had a bunch, like, and he even did one where he, they had a scarecrow, like in a rocking chair, and he put a little motor to have the rocking chair kind of move. So
yeah.
You would think, oh, someone's a scarecrow.
Right.
But they tricked him out because he was hiding with almost like a ghillie suit.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Like mulch. So when they would take it, he'd jump out and be like, I'm the mulch man.
That's funny.
So it was a good time. I might watch it again. Like, we kind of watched it quick before I had a live stream.
Russ, do you have Peacock?
We do, because when we went to Halloween Horror Night, they gave us a free month of Peacock. So
my son, he's been dying to watch Five Nights at Freddy's. So I started watching it the other day. I didn't get but like 10, 15 minutes in, but I got to finish it. Yes. Have you seen it?
No, I want to see it. Steph was telling me, hey, it's streaming. And I'm like, oh, I definitely want to check it out. So it's funny, I never played the game.
Right, me either.
I watched Matt Pat from Game Theory do all the like lore on it, and I just kind of got sucked in with it. So I'm like, I feel like it's going to be a fun movie.
The first 10 minutes was pretty good.
Okay.
So do you want me to tell you what's happening, or do you just want to wait and see it? Because
yeah, I guess I've heard some stories and lore. Like, I have the gist of what's going on. Like, kids are so trapped in the suits, right, and all that. And
well, I don't know. I don't know. That's past what I know. All I know is there's a guy trying to get out of Freddy's, which I'm assuming is the name of the pizza joint.
Yes, yeah.
He's trying to get out at the beginning, and then one of the animatronics attacks him, and then it cuts to this guy is trying to get a temporary job. I guess he's like at one of those places where they like
temporary placement agency, like or something.
Yeah, exactly. And so they're like, all right, we got this one place we can set you at, but nobody ever seems to stay. And so he ends up taking the job. So that's as far as I've gotten. I'm like 10 to 15 minutes in.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens once he gets into this job.
Nice. Yeah, I feel like it's going to be a good one.
Maybe even what I watch tonight or tomorrow, possibly, depending on how tired I am after we do this, since I pushed us back an hour trying to deal with this technology, the technology that haunted me last week. Like, that was not planned. That made I went back and watched the episode, and that actually and made it a bit creepier. I don't know what happened.
Right.
But my computer just shut all the way down. It was like, nope, this podcast is over.
It could be overheating issues or something like that, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, I think I got this computer maybe 2017. So it's like 6 years old, and it's a Mac, and I wrote it pretty hard. So I don't know.
Yeah, I usually update computers, I guess, every, what now, four to five years, I guess, you're supposed to update, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. It's ridiculous. Pay $1,000, $2,000 for a stupid computer. So we'll see. Maybe I'll have like a fire sale for a new computer so Jay can continue to do the podcast with good quality. We'll see. Send your donations to me immediately. Or send me any, and maybe Russ will do it on his own.
You could sell that Nintendo Power display thing for $1,000.
Ah, good. I don't really want to do that though. So cool. That's
a pretty prized item.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, how has the sale been going with, because the purge of the collection? Do you have a box set up?
So I sold, obviously, the NES Sharp, which, you know, I don't really regret, but what I've noticed since I've sold it, it was so easy to pop a Nintendo game in that thing and play. I haven't played many NES games since, if any. So I feel like it hurt my game playing. The only other thing I've sold, Russ, is I sold my Famicom disc system with my Legend of Zelda Famicom original game, and then like an extra disc. I sold that to Dan last week. I just mailed it to him Friday, finally.
Because I was going to say, have you shipped it out?
I did. Thank God. I thought about it Friday, and I thought, I told Dan I was going to do this. I got to do it. He's going to end up buying another one if I don't hurry up and ship this out. So I sent it to him. It was one of those things where I really wanted to play The Legend of Zelda on the disc, on the disc system, because I wanted to kill Paul's voice with the speaker. But I literally just never did it. I think I hooked it up one time just to test it.
Yeah.
But I don't think I ever played that Zelda game. That Zelda game I actually won at Southeast Game Exchange one year.
Mm-hmm.
Tyler from Generation Gap Gaming, who actually just recently put out a new video for Halloween. Go watch
really? It. Really? Oh, jeez. Yep.
And Tyler's lost a ton of weight. He's barely recognizable. But he had hit it somewhere, and I found it first. And it was really cool.
He hit it in the convention.
Yeah, it was and I knew where it was somehow. I always wanted to play it. I never played it. Dan was needing one, so I sold it to Dan. And plus, I just like knowing certain things I have are in certain people's collections. Dan being one of my favoriteest people ever on YouTube. You know, I'm just like, it's like, all right, cool. Dan has it. It's safe. It's in a good place. He appreciates it. He's going to use it. He's definitely going to play it. So, you know, I like it being there. You know, nice. Like if you had something to Russ, I'd be like, all right, cool. Russ has got it. You know, like I want my close friends to have my stuff. So I know who's got it. But even though my close friends didn't get my NES Sharp TV,
could have shipped it here.
Yeah. I know my friend Todd. My friend Todd's not happy with me about that. And Todd, if you ever see this, sorry, dude, I really am.
Blast.
I know, blast. But yeah, but other than that, to answer your question, Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Not really been selling too much. I stay so busy. I know it's hard to believe.
Just cutting grass and
cutting grass, folding clothes, washing dishes. Stuff. I'm obsessed about vacuuming my floor, making beds.
Let's get a Roomba.
Clothes, putting clothes away. I do have a room, but doesn't work well. to my standards.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah, I definitely hear like we're in a condo, so not as big as a house, but trying to maintain, you know, this stuff will be at work and I'll try to do some loads of laundry, get the dishwasher running. You know, we try to get it running while we're sleeping and then sweep in and Swiffer in the floor. We got a few rugs. She's got these high quality rugs, I guess, and they shed a lot.
Yeah.
So you got to keep vacuuming them up because then Gwen's crawling over on the rugs and it's all sticking to her hands. And she's eating it.
Yeah. I was talking to Ron Man Gaming today. Just want to shout him out. And I was just saying, you know, like, dude, like when I do have time to like either play games or potentially make a YouTube video, because I've been toying with the idea of making another one. I'm like, I have the time maybe, but then I'm tired. It's like, I need the time and the energy. And you must have like a lot of energy, Russ, because like I'm exhausted like right now. I bet I've yawned 3 times on this podcast and I feel like I could do it again.
That's it. Yeah, like, someone was on my Discord and they were saying like, does Russ ever sleep? And I was like, it's far and few between.
Yeah, I think you and Aaron are like, you guys are on another level, man. He like runs 6 miles a day. And I'm like, dude, like I can't even get myself to go to the gym anymore. Like once I started this new job, I don't know. I need 48 hour days.
So definitely with him, he's editing like 3 people's channels, I think. And his own. So yep. No, well, Jared's doing most of his stuff.
Yeah.
I want to say, but he's doing Retro Rick, Phoenix Resale. And there was like this girl one. Uh-huh. I heard him talking on the podcast on Pixel Plus. It was a channel I don't think it has to do with retro games.
Yeah.
But he edits for her as well. And I'm like,
is their podcast pretty good?
Yeah. I hop in here and there with the episodes. They definitely have those catchy titles.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to have to borrow some episode titles here for this
stuff,
but we're going to run out of episodes to do.
Nah, never. We'll come up with something to talk about.
At least with these Wednesdays ones, it's just off the cuff. It's like, just talk about whatever.
Yep. Just talk about life and hopefully that's good enough for you guys. Let us know.
I do got to get the people calling in. Let's go get the phone number.
I almost prank called us today. I thought about it. It went through my head.
949. Get your pens ready. 682-9277. That's 949-682-WARP. Or you can find it on our website. It's on every video description. You can call and leave a voicemail. I've called, I listened to the Mike Herrera podcast from MXPX, and I've called him, I think, 4 times now. And he actually remembered me. So we were listening to it this past, yesterday, going up to David's. And you hear my phone call. And then he was like, Russ, oh yeah, I remember you submitted music with your band on Music Mondays. And he's like, and you have like a podcast, like the Warp something. It's like video games. I was like, hey, he knows me. So I'm hoping when I go to see him in February with the Ataris.
You should get him to do like a weekly Warp Pipe intro for you.
Oh yeah, I could probably have him.
Hey, it's
do
Mike
that.
Herrera. From MXPX.
And you're listening to the Warp Pipe. Yeah. I mean, I could leave that in a voicemail and see if he would say it over the the podcast itself yeah. there.
That'd be so sick. That'd be
kind of cool.
Don't he make did. Us, hey Siri, you guys. We'll start. I'll make your phone call us on purpose.
Speaking of technology again, Jay, you are frozen.
Yeah, sorry. You.
I'm frozen on your end.
You're frozen on my end.
I'm moving on my end, so who knows?
Your end's better. My computer's crap.
I guess that tells us to wrap up this episode.
End it before it ends us.
That's it. Hey, we want to give a quick shout out to our Patreons. We got Dan and Nicole's Treasures Untold, Joe Sheevy, Trace Livinggood, Samantha Chang, Rodney Torres, Retroholic 16. You can support us over at patreon.com/RussLyman. That goes towards paying for all the stuff for running the podcast. I guess I'll start a separate fund for Jay's new computer.
God.
So we get Jay a new computer in the new year. He's slowly coming back with technology there. But we appreciate everyone listening.
I just can't see any movement.
Oh, great. I say we appreciate everyone listening or watching here on YouTube. And feel free to come back on Saturdays for the full episodes of the weekly Warp Pipe. And yeah, as always, I'm Russ Lyman. Keep your world fun bit by bit. We'll see you next video.